Governor David Ige announced the suspension of all state ballistic missile alert testing until a comprehensive strategic plan is implemented by the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, HAEMA.
I will be asking and sending a governor's message to the state legislature asking for just over $2 million funding required to build capacity in the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency.
The governor says the money will be used to develop a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear annex, reorganize HAEMA, and conduct a public education campaign. Hawaii National Guard Brigadier General Kenneth Hara prepared the All Hazards Improvement Plan, which highlighted a failure of senior leadership at HAEMA prior to the January 13th false missile alert.
What we found was there were issues with performance, especially within the state warning point. Those issues were addressed to middle management. They did some counseling. They did not do what we call progressive discipline. And more importantly, those issues weren't elevated to the administrator and the executive officer.
Big Island Mayor Harry Kim served on HARA's planning team. He opposed the missile alert plan in letters to HAEMA last year and supports a leadership overhaul.
We have a management problem. I pointed it out, and it is in writing. First time we pointed it out was in July. I'm extremely glad that the governor is not wavering on the commitment to do what is right. I pointed out to him, my priority is get good people on board ASAP. Address the management problem that is there. Nothing will be fixed unless those things are fixed.
Kim has recommended a retired senior military officer to fill the administrator's position and will assist that person in any way he can. Governor Ige says the selection process is underway.
I'm looking to ensure that we hire the best leader we can find. We are in the process of accepting applications, and hopefully we'll be in the next few days being able to identify a leader.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.